Double the energy as Celsius Holdings buys Alani Nutrition. Celsius Holdings will be paying $1.8 billion to take over the female-focused health and wellness drink. At the same time, Celsius beat estimates for the fourth quarter. It posted a record revenue of more than $330 million. Energy drinks have become largely popular with younger consumers in the U.S. With Alani Nutrition now, the Celsius portfolio is expected to generate about $2 billion in annual sales. An analyst with Truist cautioned that the two brands, at least in the short term, will be competing for shelf space and market share. Next, Shake Shack diners stomached price hikes for an end-of-the-year boost for the burger chain. The company reported nearly 15% revenue growth in the fourth quarter. This was driven by an increase in same-store sales. Shake Shack credits this to raised menu prices and store development growth. Its CFO said the price hikes were needed to address delivery costs, but the company said next month it plans to roll back some elevated prices. Shake Shack also laid out new strategic priorities for the year. This includes programs to encourage internal promotions, optimizing restaurant operations, and getting more regulars. Next, Target is the target of a new lawsuit leveled by Florida's new attorney general. Just days into the job, James Utmeyer announced a class action lawsuit against the retail giant. It's 2023 LGBTQ Pride campaign. The case alleges Target did not properly disclose the risks of the campaign to investors. It states that consumer backlash wiped out $25 billion in market capitalization. Target is facing at least two other similar cases in Florida. In a court filing from one of the other cases, Target pushed back on the allegations. The retailer said it repeatedly warned investors of the risk. Trump is set to rescind federal approval of New York City congestion pricing program. The program is meant to reduce traffic flow and raise money to upgrade the aging subway and bus system. Let's hear what New Yorkers have to say about it.
It's a catch-22, right? Because then you're stuck with traffic, but it's easier on your pocket.
It's not. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing?
How come?
Yeah. It's charging me too much money on my easy pass.
It's affecting business.
That is going to attract the passenger to come in knowing that the taxes are not going to be more than the fare. If you can access it, then that's fine, you know.
Are you against or pro for the congestion pricing in New York State?
Against.
So do you think it's a good idea that Trump is actually stopping the congestion pricing in New York?
Yes.
Why?
Because I have to save a little money. Because I got grandkids, I got kids, and I have to retire in a couple of years. So we'd like to have a little more money in the bank.
All right, we have President Donald Trump coming in on the live feed. He's supposed to be signing some executive orders right now. Let's watch. And it looks like we don't have that feed. Moving on, the nationwide Ozempic shortage is over. The Food and Drug Administration said today there's no longer a short supply of the weight loss and diabetes drug Wegovy and Ozempic. Increased demand has led to a shortage since 2022. In a statement, drug maker Novo Nordisk said it's now meeting or exceeding current and projected nationwide demand. The company also warned about knockoff versions of the drugs. When drugs are in short supply, there's a law that allows pharmacies to make custom mixed versions of a drug called compounding as a way to fill the supply gaps. But now the shortage is over, the compounded versions of the drugs could be banned. The FDA said it doesn't plan to take any action against pharmacies that compound Wegovy and Ozempic for 60 to 90 days. All right, moving on. Coinbase says the Trump administration has agreed to drop a major lawsuit that could have had broad ramifications for the crypto industry. America's largest cryptocurrency exchange says the case could have killed the crypto industry in America. The move comes as the new Trump administration has promised to deregulate digital currencies like Bitcoin. The Securities and Exchange Commission sued Coinbase in June 2023 for allegedly acting as an unregistered broker. In its lawsuit, the SEC claimed Coinbase unlawfully made billions of dollars by acting as an exchange broker, and clearing agency without having registered any of those functions with the commission, as required by law, that is. Coinbase says the SEC is expected to approve the dismissal of its litigation next week, and the regulator won't charge the company any fees or fines. And Transport Secretary Sean Duffy has announced an audit of California's high-speed rail. He said yesterday he intends to find out if the project is worth continuing to receive federal investment.
They should ask the question, who didn't build my rail? Who got rich? What consultants? What politicians? What politicians' husbands got rich off of this money? That's the questions they should ask, but they have every right to be angry.
Duffy said the project has consumed $16 billion in 16 years with almost nothing to show for it. He said he would direct the Federal Rail Administration to look specifically at $4 billion the Biden administration promised for the section between Los Angeles and San Francisco. The Federal Trade Commission is investigating whether major tech companies have engaged in unlawful censorship by restricting users based on speech or affiliations. The agency is now seeking public input on potential harms to consumers and competition. FTC Chairman Andrew Ferguson says tech firms should not be bullying their users. He vows to examine whether companies have silenced Americans for speaking their minds. The agency has issued a request for public comments on the bans, demonetization, and shadow banning with a May 21st deadline. The FTC is also asking current and former tech employees to share insights on internal moderation policies. And Elon Musk says he's working to fix the community notes feature on X, which he owns. Musk claims that governments and legacy media are manipulating the feature. The community notes feature allows users to add notes and context to posts on the platform. Musk has disagreed with some recent notes that fact-checked posts about Ukraine. Musk said Musk did not offer any specific details on how he plans to fix the feature. Meanwhile, Wyoming entrepreneur Reed Rasner has made a nearly $50 billion offer to buy TikTok earlier this week. Rasner said he does not only want to buy TikTok, but also its algorithm, the special sauce that's making the app so widely popular. He explained why during an interview with Fox News yesterday. Take a listen.
You have to have the algorithm. It's national security. You don't know what the Chinese are doing, what ByteDance is doing. They're data mining, they're influencing, and who knows what else. We're going to own the algorithm, we're going to own the company, and we're going to place it in American hands right here in Wyoming. Wyoming is the energy capital of America. We have the cheapest, cleanest fuel right here, liquid natural gas. We have low sulfur coal. We can power the data centers. We can power TikTok.
Rasner said his vision for TikTok is clear. Once this deal goes through, his engineers will work to completely sever China's access to the app's core operation. The businessman didn't disclose whether TikTok has responded to his $50 billion offer, but said negotiations are ongoing. He suggested that the offer could be just the beginning of what he is ultimately willing to pay for TikTok's ownership. President Trump says he wants to replace taxes with tariffs. Would it work? We talk with an economist at the Laffer Center who says yes, under certain conditions. Here's the story.
Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens.
The Trump administration has expressed interest in replacing the income tax with tariffs.
Economic growth would just boom in the United States. So there would be a huge increase in income in the U.S., therefore a big increase in consumer demand and investment demand for foreign goods.
Economist Brian Dmitrovic says the United States would become a gigantic economic engine, but federal spending would have to be cut dramatically by around two-thirds to three-quarters.
When the United States was just, 3 to 5% of GDP as federal government, 3%, we had a great economy. So that seems to be consistent. If you want to have a great economy, you should have a small government.
The U.S. originally had no income tax. It was introduced in 1913 as part of the Revenue Act because the federal government decided it needed more money to fund operations. Government spending was around 5% of GDP at that time. latest figure shows now more than 34%.
So if you could cut off not only the deficit portion of that spending, but also partially reduce the other parts of that spending, you could definitely make some headway.
Economist Lydia Newman says that many believe the size and scope of government have become so vast they should be reduced. And she says Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is making headway.
Next, diamonds are losing their shimmer as Anglo American announces a nearly $3 billion write-down in the value of De Beers. This is the second valuation reduction in 2 years. Its value has been slashed by more than half to about $4 billion. De Beers has seen a decline in demand for diamonds. This is partially from a rise in cheaper lab-grown alternatives and a drop in demand in China. Anglo is working on restructuring De Beers, which could mean a sale. Anglo's chief executive said it has worked out a framework with De Beers' other part owner, the Botswana government, to help it potentially initiate a formal sale. The EU is hoping to fuel up with more gas from the U.S. and less from Russia. The European Union has pledged to quit Russian fossil fuels by 2027. This is in response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The EU is therefore seeking more gas from other countries, which includes the U.S. This is in addition to expanding renewable energy. Brussels will be changing permit rules to speed up building renewable energy. The EU is setting up efforts for alternative supplies, especially for home heating and industries where gas cannot quickly replace electricity. Birkenstocks aren't art, apparently. They are just shoes. That's what a German court is saying. The sandals company efforts to copyright four slip-on styles were rejected. NTD's Sean Marshall has more details.
Birkenstock company, famous for their iconic sandal design, has been trying to get rid of copycat competition. It attempted to get help from German courts to stop three of its competitors from selling similar products. It wanted those products pulled from shelves and destroyed. The defendant companies were not identified in the court statement. British newspaper The Guardian reported the two German retailers, Chibo and Shoe.com, and one Danish retailer, Bestseller, as the unnamed competitors. Founded in 1774, Birkenstock is a German shoe manufacturer that specializes in making contoured cork footbeds, which conform to the shape of the wearer's feet. But copycat designs aren't only an issue in Germany, it's a problem everywhere. A search on retail site Temu will bring up cheap copycats for under $10. The shoe manufacturer claimed its sandals are copyright-protected works of applied art that may not be imitated. Under German law, works of art enjoy stronger and longer-lasting intellectual property protections than consumer products. The appeals court said it was unable to establish any artistic achievement in the wide-strapped, big-buckled sandals. Sean Marshall, NTD News.
Soccer has snagged a breakaway and could score big with American fans as the 30th season of Major League Soccer kicks off this weekend. And Messi Mania has fans on their feet. Ticket reseller StubHub revealed that the top 10 most in-demand games this season all feature Inter Miami, which Lionel Messi plays for. The league has also added San Diego FC, the league's 30th club. The MLS has been trying to steal some spotlight from the big four in sports, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, that is. The new season will give soccer the chance to build momentum. This year, the U.S. is hosting the Club World Cup, and next year it will join Mexico and Canada to co-host the World Cup. Major League Baseball is editing its long-standing broadcast relationship with ESPN. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred informed team owners that both parties agreed to let the current contract expire at the end of the upcoming 2025 season. The split between baseball and the network will end a nearly 40-year partnership. Manfred said that MLB was not open to the network's request for a reduction in rights fees. The commissioner also pointed to what he said was inadequate coverage of baseball outside of live game broadcasts on ESPN. The league is hoping the split will allow it to regain control of local broadcast rights and pursue streaming and other broadcast options across digital, social, and linear platforms.